Beis Daf is by Metzia Daf Mem Hey. We're holding all the way back in Mem Dalet Amud Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page, Tanan Hasam. So we're going to discuss the idea of being Mechalel Meiser Sheni. We've been discussing exchanging money for money. When you exchange silver for gold, gold for silver, which one is considered Tiva and which one is considered Pira? Which one is considered money and which one is considered to be the Peros for which you're exchanging it? So the Gemara is going to have three different versions of two understandings of machlokas b'sham b'silel. That means is we have a clear machlokas b'sham b'silel in a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni about the rules of being mechalel ma'os of Meiser Sheni and other ma'os of Meiser Sheni. We're going to have two ways of understanding that machlokas, but we're going to have those two ways of understanding it three times in three slightly different versions. So there are three different versions of what the two ways of understanding the machlokas b'sham b'silel are, and that's going to take us through Amud Al of today's daf. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into a new sugya of whether money can be used for kinyan chalipin. We know that on a daraisa level, well, on a drabbanon level at least, rather, ma'us is not konos, just giving money alone does not create a kinyan. But the question is going to be, can money be used if you're not trying to use it as a kinyan kesef, you're trying to use it as chalipin? Can you use money? You could use a handkerchief for chalipin. Can you use money for chalipin? So let's begin Tanan Hasam. So we're holding again about 15 lines before the end of the page. Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah Meiser Sheni that reports as follows. Machlokes Beisham Beisil, Beisham Yomrim, Lo Yasa Adam Slotin Dinare Zahav. A person should not exchange his silver Meiser Sheni Slotim for Dinare Zahav, to turn the Meiser, to move the status of Meiser Sheni onto the Dinare Zahav. Why would he want to do that? Because he's got to schlep all his Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Gold is more valuable than silver. It will be less of a schlep if the value was in gold than if the value was in silver. Ubeisil Matirin, Beisil says no problem. You're allowed to exchange your silver Meiser Sheni money for your gold Meiser Sheni, to turn the gold into Meiser Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish of Machlokas, how to understand the Machlokas. This is version one of the Machlokas, how to understand the Machlokas. That Chadam or Machlokas b'Sloim al Dinarim, the whole Machlokas is exchanging Sloim for Dinarim, to Beishameh Savri Kaspativa Udava Pira. Beishameh holds that silver has the status of money, gold has the status of a product, of peros, v'tiva apira lo mechalelinan, and you're not allowed to exchange Meiser Sheni money for peros outside of Yerushalayim. We're going to soon see that obviously inside Yerushalayim, that's the whole idea. You're supposed to exchange it for peros that you eat. Even if gold is peros, it's not peros that you eat. So you're not allowed to take Meiser Sheni money and exchange it for gold, because gold is a product. It is not a, it is not considered to be money. Ubeisil savri kaspa piru davativa. Ubeisil says, no, just the opposite. Gold is more money than anything else. Kesef legabe gold, in comparison to gold, kesef is considered to be just peros. Upira ativa mechalinan. And certainly if you have peros and meiser sheni, you're allowed to be mechalin on money, so kesef is considered peros and meiser sheni when compared to gold. Aval peros al dinarin, divrei kol mechalinan. But if it were to come to peros on dinarin, to mechal peros on dinarim of gold, everyone would agree that you can be mechalel, because there's no question that gold has the status of money when compared to actual peros. It's a question of when compared to silver does gold have the status of money. That's the machlokas b'sham b'sil. My taima, why would you assume that peros can for sure be redeemed for dinarim? Mididava kesef lebeisilel. Beisilel holds that kesef in comparison to gold is considered to be just peros. Gold is the ultimate money. Kesef is considered to be just peros. And yet if you have actual fruits of Meiser Sheni, you're definitely allowed to be mechalel it on kesef. So if you're allowed to be mechalel on kesef, even though in depending on what you might view kesef as more of a pre than you view it as money when compared to gold. So kesef kesef, even though when compared to gold it's considered to be a pre, but when compared to actual peros it's considered to be money. So zav nami lebeisha, Beishamai would view gold in the same way. Even though Beishamai would say gold in comparison to silver is only a pre, it's not considered to be actual money. But with regard to peros, it's for sure considered to be actual money. So that is that's one version. That's one opinion in how to understand this machlokes Beishamai Beisilel. And the other opinion says, af beperos al dinar machlokas. The machlokas is whether you're allowed to exchange maaser sheni of any kind for gold, even if you have actual peros of maaser sheni. They argue whether you're allowed to exchange it for gold. Only Beis Hillel allows exchanging for gold, not Beis Shammai. So that is the first machlokas, the first version of the machlokas, how to understand the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now it is interesting, we assumed as a davar pashut that kesef, according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to be poda meiser sheni on kesef, that if you have actual produce, actual fruits, that for sure you're allowed to be poda on kesef. So Rashi explains that that's pashut, that you're allowed to be mechalal on shel kesef, from the fact that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue if you're allowed to be mechalal sloi kesef that have kedushas meiser sheni on dinari zahav. So it has to be that the sloim got their kedushas meiser sheni somehow. How did that kesef get their kedushas meiser sheni to begin with? So Rashi says that's why it's a davar pashut that everyone agrees that you're allowed to be mechalel the actual peros of Meiser Sheni on Kesef. Otherwise, the whole case doesn't even start. What do you mean, Kesef of Meiser Sheni for Zav? How did the Kesef ever become Meiser Sheni? So Rashi says by logic, it's muchrach that has to be allowed. So the Achronim jump all over that. That's how you know that you're allowed to be mechalel Meiser Sheni on Kesef. What about the fact that there's a pasuk in the Torah? V'nasata b'kesef etzarta kesef yadecha. But the Torah clearly says that you're allowed to exchange Meiser Sheni for Kesef. So you need the mashmaus of the underpinnings of this machlokas to teach me that you're allowed to be Mechal Meiser Sheni for Kesef. It's a pasuk in the Torah, you're allowed to be Mechal Meiser Sheni for Kesef. So the Achronim suggests as follows. The Sefer Torah's Chaim suggests that when the Torah uses the word Kesef, it doesn't always mean silver dafka. Sometimes when the Torah uses the word Kesef, it means money, and it could be any kind of money. It depends. It depends on context. When the Torah says kesef with regard to zahav, it mentions kesef, zahav, nechoshes, things like that, then it means obviously silver, because it's talking about types of metal. But when it talks about kesef in general, so then it means it's similar to the word behema, for example. What does the word behema mean? Does it mean behema v'lo chaya, behema v'lo ov? So it's not a giraffe, and it's not a deer, because that would be a chaya, and a behema means a behema, or does behema mean the animal kingdom? So it depends on the context. Sometimes it means behema v'lo chaya, sometimes it's the more general term. So Taras Chaim says, yeah, there's a pasuk, but from the pasuk I don't know that it's talking about actual silver. It might just be talking about whatever the currency is. So that's what Rashi's telling me, that no, we know that it has to be that dafka silver currency can have kedushas meiser sheni, that it picked up from peiros because of the machlokas v'sham b'silal over here. Pnei Yeshua just suggests Rashi would rather bring a raya from the Mishnah rather than a raya from the pasuk, because all the pasuk would show you is that you're allowed to be pod de peros of Meiser Sheni on kesef mida oraisa. But I don't know, did the Rabbanan make any restrictions on this? After a lot of times the Rabbanan add to the laws of the Torah, not in a Baltosif kind of way, but in a Migdar Milsa, they all the time come up with various dinim de Rabbanan. But once you bring me a Mishnah, so that shows that it must be that they were poda peros on kesef, so now I know that it has to be that even midr Rabbanan, you're allowed to be poda peros on kesef. So Pnei Yeshua says that's why Rashi prefers the raya from the Mishnah rather than the raya from the Gemara. But be that as it may, we have a machlokas amarayim, whether the machlokas besham besilal even applies to being poda peros on zahav, to being poda peros on gold. So says Gemara, L'man diyamar af beperos al dinar machlokas. If you're going to assume, like our second understanding of this machlokas b'shaim b'shalal, that not only might there be an issue of being poda kesef for zahav, but even being poda the peros itself for gold, that too is part of the machlokas b'shaim b'shalal, where b'shamai would not allow it and b'shalal would. Well, ad mifligi v'slan al dinar and liflug v'peros al dinar. So, if you want to tell me a real chiddush, you want to tell me that Beis Shammai so doesn't treat gold as money. Instead of telling me that Beis Shammai won't allow you to exchange silver coins of Meiser Sheni for gold coins of Meiser Sheni, tell me that Beis Shammai won't even allow you to exchange wheat of Meiser Sheni for gold coins of Meiser Sheni. Wouldn't that be the much greater chiddush? So says Gemara, yeah, but if we would have formulated the machlokas that way, if we would have said Beis Shammai does not allow you to take your Meiser Sheni wheat and exchange it for gold coins, and Beis Hillel does allow it, I would have said, yeah, Beis Hillel allows you to take the actual peros and exchange it for gold coins and meiser sheni. But hava mina hani mili beperos al dinarin, aval beslayin al dinarin, madul beslil beshamai, tidavel gabi kaspapira havi velo machalinan. But I would think that when it comes to exchanging actual silver coins for gold coins of meiser sheni, maybe beslil would be moda that you're not allowed to do that. Kamashmalan, that's why we dafka wanted to frame the machlokas about a case where you're exchanging silver coins for gold coins to let us know that Beis Hillel is even makel in that, that Beis Hillel holds that gold is the ultimate currency. So we have these two versions of the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but we don't know who said what, right? We said it was Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. One of them thinks that the machlokas is dafka about kesef for zahav, and the other one thinks it could even apply, the same machlokas would apply about exchanging peros for zahav, but we don't know who understood the machlokas which way. Says Mar Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Ein Mechalalin. It's most mustaver that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that understands that Beis Shammai would say you're not even allowed to be Mechalal Peros for Zahav. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Asur Lilvos Dinar B'Dinar. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to borrow a dinar and give back as payment a dinar. Meaning there is a... there is an Issur Drabbanan of Ribbis called Sa'a B'Sa'a. Sa'a B'Sa'a means that you normally think, okay, I borrowed a pound of flour from my neighbor, so I return a pound of flour. Yeah, but did you return it this second? You return it 2 days later. Flour may have gone up in value, gone down in value, and that is a significant shaila of Ribbis, that you're going to be giving back more than you actually borrowed. So the Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to be love at dinar b'dinar. Now, I'm for sure allowed to borrow a dollar and give back a dollar, because as we said yesterday, currency is considered to be, it's considered to be stable, it's considered to be, that's the base value, and everything else is valued relative to the currency, even though we know in world markets it's obviously not the case, the dollar goes up in value, down in value in comparison to the yen and the shekel and whatever else, but be that as it may, that's the way we have to operate, working with currency as the base value. So asaluvos dinar b'dinar. Dinar b'demai. What kind of dinar are we talking about? Ilem b'dinar shel kesef, b'dinar shel kesef legabi nafshi miik l'man yam alav tivahavi. You mean to tell me I can't borrow a dinar of kesef and return a dinar of kesef? Everyone holds that at least in comparison to itself, when you're not comparing it to any other higher form of currency, kesef has a din of currency. It's like borrowing a dollar. There's no way that it's usur to borrow a silver dollar and give back a silver dollar the next day. That is absolutely considered currency. That can't be what Rabbi Yochanan means. El pshita, what we must mean is dinar shel zav b'dinar shel zav. I can't borrow a gold coin today and return a gold coin tomorrow. Why? Uleman, who are you assuming like? Ile Beis Hillel ha'amr tivahavi. Now, according to Beis Hillel, of course you can. According to Beis Hillel, the ultimate form of currency is gold. Even silver is considered currency, legabe nafshe. But gold, for sure, gold is the highest form of currency. It's the best form of currency. So there's no way that Rabbi Yochanan is talking within Shitas Beis Hillel, el alav le Beis Shammai. It must be that he's talking within Shitas Beis Shammai. That according to Beis Shammai, that silver is currency and gold is not currency. Well, guess what? Not only is gold not currency in comparison to silver, even in comparison to itself, it's not currency. You borrow gold today, you can't return that same amount of gold tomorrow, because you look, check the listings, and gold goes up and down in value, usually up, but it goes up and down in value, and it could be that you're paying ribbis. So Rabbi Yochanan was talking within Beis Shammai. So says Tosfos El Beis Shammai, V'lo she yizbor kamo. So, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Beis Shammai. He's saying that this is what would come out according to Shitas Beis Shammai. Inami Rabbi Yochanan sarvel kamasis in azav kones hakesef. Okay, or Rabbi Yochanan holds that azav kones hakesef. But ushma mina, what we see from here is Rabbi Yochanan who da'amar ein mechalalinan. You see, Rabbi Yochanan must be the one who says that you're not allowed to be mechalal even peros for zahav, because if you view zahav legabe nafshe, even though in comparison to itself, I lend you a gold coin, I borrow a gold coin, I give you back a gold coin, that's problematic. So certainly in comparison to peros, zahav is also not considered money. It's considered to be an item. It's considered to be a product, and you're not allowed to exchange peros of Maaser Sheni for some other item. You're only allowed to exchange it for money. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that understands that Beis Shammai is so strong about not exchanging Maaser Sheni for Zav, that it's not only Kesef of Maaser Sheni not allowed to exchange for Zav, even Peros of Maaser Sheni, Beis Shammai would say you're not allowed to exchange for Zav. Says Marlok, Liyalameimelach, Rabbi Yochanan Damer Mechalinan. Now maybe Rabbi Yochanan would hold that even Beis Shammai would agree, like the first version, that even Beis Shammai would agree that you are allowed to exchange Peros of Maaser Sheni for Zav. It's only Kesef of Maaser Sheni you're not allowed to exchange for Zav. Why can't I borrow gold and return that same gold coin? That since when it comes to Mecca Chumemkar, when it comes to buying and selling, Hazav Kones Akesef, we consider gold to be like Peros, where we say, yeah, gold is the item that fluctuates in value, and we assume that silver is the currency that remains rock solid. So, maybe when it comes to a loan, we'll also consider it to be Peros. But in comparison to actual Peros, to actual fruits of Maaser Sheni, gold will be considered a currency, and you're allowed to be mechal actual fruits of Maaser Sheni on gold. And Hachinami Mistavra, it's most Mistavr to assume this way, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Beis Shammai, one may be mechalel actual peros of Maaser Sheni on gold. The Chiyasa Ravanam Rabbi Yochanan, because it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afal Bisham Rasul Livels Dinar Bedinar, Av Mechal and Maaser Sheni Alav. That it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that even though he doesn't allow borrowing a dinar of Zahav and returning a dinar of Zahav, because Legabe Atzmo, it's considered to be an item, it's not considered to be currency, but you're still allowed to be Mechal Maaser Sheni on it. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between those two cases, that gold can be considered currency, at least in the world of Maaser Sheni. Shema Mina, so that's the Raya. Tashma Aligmar, so let's try to bring another Raya. Haporet Sela mi Ma'us Maaser Sheni. If someone is taking Maaser Sheni money and he's trying to make change from his Maaser Sheni money, Beishami Omrim B'chol HaSela Ma'us. Beishami says, you have to do it all at one time. If you want to make Prutos out of your silver Kesef, you have to break the, get change for the entire Sela all at once. U'Beisil Omrim B'shakla Kesef, Ubishekel Ma'us. Basil says, no, a shekel at a time. A shekel kesef and a shekel ma'us. Now if you look at Rashi, Beishamir Bikola Sela Ma'us, we're talking about someone who has I said it backwards. We're talking about someone who not wants to make change, wants to take his small change of Maaser Sheni money and turn it into one silver coin, so it'll be easier for him to go to Yerushalayim. So Beishamir said the Kola Sela Ma'us, that in Bala Porta Yifrod Kulan Vitin Ma'us, Bishvil Kola Sela. Right away, give all the money in order to buy one big Sela of silver to use as Maaser Sheni to bring to Yerushalayim. Ubeisilam Lo Yifron. Beisilam had said that you shouldn't do it all at once. It should be Bishekel Kesef u Bishekel Ma'us. So Rashi explains El Chetzion Shaprutos Yosos Yerushalayim Ukshiyav Hashem Yitzarich Leprutos Miyad Liknos Sarchi Suda. You need to keep some prutos on you that are Maaser Sheni, because as soon as you get to Yerushalayim, the moment you get to Yerushalayim, you're going to want to be able to spend some money on food with your Maaser Sheni money. And if right away, the second everyone got to Yerushalayim, their first stop was by the Shulchani, and everyone immediately needed to take their silver and turn it into copper coins that they could easily use in Yerushalayim, Yakiru Aprutos, it's going to turn out that the demand on Slaim of Kesef is going to be so great that Prutos are going to be considered to be, that the demand on Prutos of Nechosh is going to be so great that Prutos are going to go up in value. The money, it's going to change, the halacha is going to change the money markets. We have all of the Jewish people converging on Yerushalayim all at once. If everyone's coming only with silver, immediately needing to exchange it for Kesef, well, immediately needing to exchange it for Nechoshes, for small Nechoshes coins, well, then those small Nechoshes coins are going to be worth more. You're not going to get as much Nechoshes for your Kesef, and it's going to be a hefset to Maaser Sheni. You're going to end up, Maaser Sheni is going to end up losing out. So Tosfos just notes that Rashi Pirish Tam B'divrei Beis Hillel. Rashi gives a very good explanation for Shitas Beis Hillel. U'B'divrei Beis Shammai L'Nosan Tam, but he doesn't really give any explanation for Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that you're allowed to exchange all of your prutos for Kesef? So he says, Beis Shammai Yochel Asos Mashi Yirtza. Sounds like according to Beis Shammai, you don't need a reason. You're just exchanging it. There's no problem at all. You could do whatever it is that you want to do. So he's going to discuss the. So Tosos is bothered if that's true that Beishami just holds you allowed. Beishami is not saying you have to. Beishami is saying that the rule is you're allowed to be mechal ma'aser sheni. So what difference does it make? You do it all at once. You do it little by little. Beis Hillel is the one that's saying a rule. Beishami is not saying a rule. Beishami is just saying that you're allowed to be mechal ma'aser sheni. So however you want to do it. So it says Tosos, if that's the case, then Beishami is saying lekula, and Beis Hillel is saying lechumra. It's not that Beishami is saying you have to do all of it at once, and Beis Hillel is saying no, you have to do half and half, where they're just arguing on what the exact rules are. No, Beishami is saying there are no rules, and Beis Hillel is saying that there is a rule. So apparently Beishami is lekula, Beis Hillel is lechumra, and that bothers Tosos, because there is a perek, a series of Mishnayos and Maseches Idyos that lists all the cases where Beishami is more mekel and Beis Hillel is more machmir, and somehow this didn't make the list. So why didn't it make the list? So that's why Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. He says Beishamai is dafka b'kol ha'sela ka'amri. Beishamai specifically says you have to do it all at once. Why do you have to do it all at once? Every time you go to the money changer, you give a commission. So the more times you go to the money changer, the more commissions you're giving to the money changer, the more Ma'aser Sheni is ultimately losing out. So Beishamai is not just saying do whatever you want. Beishamai is saying a rule, do it all at once, that it has to be done that way. Okay. Says the Gemara, so hashel beishamai legabi priti mechalalinan legabi davim mibayi. If according to beishamai, you're allowed to be mechalal kesef on prutos. So with regard to gold, does it need to be said that you're allowed to I mean, according to beishamai, from the fact that you're mechalal peros on prutos, because that's what you had initially, is you had prutos. So obviously, you're mechalal your peros on prutos. If you're allowed to be mechalal your peros on Sheni on prutos, do you need to tell me you're allowed to be mechal your peros on my sheni on gold? Silver may be the gold standard, so to speak. Silver may be the ultimate currency, but gold is definitely a better currency than copper. So if you're allowed to turn your peros on my sheni into copper coins, then for sure you're allowed to turn your peros on my sheni into gold coins. So says Gemara, no. Shiny priti basu desagin charifi. How do you know that gold is a better currency than copper? If copper is commonly used, so then that's a better currency. I mean, if you were to walk into a store today with gold and try to buy your groceries with gold, so they'll look at you funny. The cashier's not going to know what to do. That's not. It doesn't necessarily mean that just because gold is very valuable doesn't necessarily mean that it's more of a currency. You bring a normal currency, and that's something, even though it's only paper, but that's something that people will recognize and will be used. Lishna achrina amrila. Another understanding of the machlokas about the machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel is as follows. This is our second understanding of the machlokas in terms of what the machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, charam machlokas beslan al dinarim. One says the whole machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel is only when you're exchanging silver coins for gold. Beishamai savri hakesef kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. That Beishamai holds nothing to do with what gold is, whether gold is currency or not currency. No, it's just that you're only allowed to be mechalal ma'aser sheni on money once. So once it's already turned into kesef, you can't turn it from kesef into another currency. Next step has to be buying food in Yerushalayim and eating it. So you're not allowed to just exchange for another currency. Beis Hillel savri hakesef kesef riba v'afilu kesef sheni. Beis Hillel says hakesef kesef riba, that it teaches you you're even allowed to exchange it multiple times for kesef. Aval peros al dinarin divrei hakol mechalalinan. In this version, we're saying, but everyone, according to one opinion of the understanding of Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel, everyone would agree you're allowed to exchange peros of Ma'aser Sheni for dinari zav. Dakati kesef rishonu, because it's your first shot, it's your first chance of trying to exchange the peros for money. V'chad amar, and the other one says no. Af peperos al dinarin nami machlokas. That the machlokas is even about exchanging peros for dinarim. So the man yamar sloin al dinarim machlokas. If you say that the machlokas is only about changing silver money for gold money, admifli b'sloin al dinarim, lifli b'sloin al sloin. So why would they argue only about sloin al dinarim? They could even argue, meaning if the whole point of the machlokas is you're only allowed to change it for money once, you're never allowed to change that money for more money, so why do you have to make it about silver being changed for gold? Make it about silver being change for silver. Even that's it has nothing to do with its status as currency. It just has to do with the fact that there is this rule, potential rule in the Torah, that you have a limit of one time, that you're only allowed to exchange peros for money just that once. The Tosfos is bothered by this question. Why would you have machlokas about exchanging silver for silver? That has to be the most uncommon thing in the world to do. Meaning, I understand why someone would want to exchange silver for gold. Gold is more valuable, it will be a lighter load to carry to Yerushalayim. Who in the world would take silver Maaser Sheni money and exchange it for other silver Maaser Sheni money? Meaning, you can ask, why didn't they formulate the machlokas that way? Because they want the machlokas to be formulated in a realistic case. But in Achinami, they could have formulated the machlokas that way. So Tosfos says, well, sometimes it makes sense to exchange silver for silver. For example, there are different silver coins. Some coins are of a certain type of currency, and other of another type of currency. I'm going to Yerushalayim. Right now, all my Maaser Sheni money is in silver. Silver of the local currency, but I want it to be in the silver of the Yerushalayim currency. So I'll exchange this silver for that silver. Not so crazy. It's not so uncommon. The Tosei Arush suggests that sometimes you're in Yerushalayim and you left and you realize, Ayvei, I left my Maaser Sheni in my house. So that's when you'll need to exchange silver for silver. You may not have it here. Obviously, if you have it here, you wouldn't exchange identical coins for each other, but if you left it in your house, you want to exchange it for other silver coins. So still, the Gemara's question is a reasonable question. Why didn't we formulate the machlokas about silver for silver? So says Mar Yifugi Pesalin Aslain, we couldn't have formulated it that way, because if we would have formulated the machlokas about silver for silver, Havamina Hanimilu Pesalin Aslain, Al Pesalin Al Dinarin, Modul Beisil Beishamai. I would have thought that's only true when it's silver for silver, but when it comes to silver for gold, even Beisil would agree to Beishamai to Davil Gabi Kaspa Pirahava, that gold in comparison to silver may not be considered currency, Velo Mechalina, and therefore you cannot be Mechalel. Kamashmulan, that's why we Dafka wanted to formulate that Beisil even allows exchanging silver for gold, because Beisil views gold as the ultimate currency. Gold is not to be viewed as just Pira. Tashima, so another raya. Haporit Sela Shel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If someone takes a Sela, and this is what we were talking about before, this is where it's talking about taking a Sela of silver and actually trying to get Prutos for it in Yerushalayim. So B'Shamay Omrim, B'Kala Sela Ma'os. All at once. The entire Sela has to be exchanged for Ma'os. So B'Sela Omrim, B'Shekel Kesef, B'Shekel Ma'os. B'Sela says, no, a little bit at a time. That you don't do it all at once. Why? Says Rashi, the Shemelo Yisha Biir Ad Sheyotzias Kulan, the Yafkid Biir Ad Regel Acher Varprutos Misapshos. If you exchange it all for copper right now, you may not be able to spend all of it, and then those copper coins, by the time you come back to Yerushalayim in the next Regel, are going to rust, and they're not going to be worth as much. They're going to become worn out. They're not going to be worth as much. Ultimately, it's a concern for the Hefsid of Maaser Sheni, that even though in a Chinami you're allowed to be Mechalel for money, but you do have to be, overall, you need to be concerned for the Hefsid of Maaser Sheni. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim in the Betzela Chachma and the Horos Nasan. So people ask how concerned one has to be when you're doing a halachically viable use of Mamon Hagdish. How concerned do you have to be to not waste any of it? Meaning, the particular Shaila was, assuming that one is allowed to use Maaser Ksafim for mitzvos, which itself is an assumption, that you're allowed to use it to perform mitzvos. So do you have to be very careful to only spend exactly what you need? In the Chuvas Pesalah Chachma, someone said, I was invited to a chasen in Toronto. The Bali Simcha made it that there's a bus that's going to Toronto. A bus? Come on, I don't want to go on a bus. It's a big simcha, it's a big mitzvah to be Mesameh Chasen Makala. So can I use my Maaser Ksafim to buy a plane ticket? The plane ticket will be a little more expensive, but I'll use my Maaser Ksafim. So Pesalah Chachma says, who says you're allowed to use Maaser Ksafim to go to a chasana? He said, if they're aniyim, they're yesomim, you're helping, you're going to bring some sort of simcha. But stam, you're going to your friend's kid's wedding, so you're going to buy a plane ticket. So he wasn't go race. The shaila was working with the assumption, you know, so do I have to pinch pennies when I'm doing something? You need a mitzvah first. You need to be doing something l'shem mitzvah before you even start. But they try to bring a raya from here that Basil is makbid about pinching pennies over here when it comes to, even though it's talking about using it's being mechal on Maaser Sheni. So the chiluk that they suggest is that Beisil is concerned that it's going to ultimately be a loss to Maaser Sheni, that some of that money is just going to disappear and it's going to be lost to Maaser Sheni, or it's going to be an extra commission that has to be paid to the Shulchani, so it's going to be a loss to Maaser Sheni. Over there, if let's say it were a great mitzvah for to go to that wedding, you're still using all the money on going going to the wedding. It's not like it's a loss to the it's just that you're not using it as wisely as you could have used it, but all the money is still going toward that purpose. So that might be the chiluk. Okay. Hasha kasvel gabi prita mechalin. So the Gemara says, let's see what the raya is. Hasha kasvel gabi prita mechalinan. If kesef can be mechulal on prutos, v'lo'armin kesef rishon lo kesef sheni. We don't say, no, if you have kesef ma'isa sheni, that's it. You already exchanged it for money once. Can't exchange it for money again. So the gabi David, the chashav minei, mi'armin kesef rishon lo kesef sheni. So certainly you should be allowed to exchange it for gold. Says Gemara, Amarav Yerushalayim kamosvus. Wait, you're asking about exchanging in Yerushalayim? Shiny Yerushalayim, d'chsev be'vnasat ha'kesef b'chol ha'shotav nefshach b'bakar b'tzon. No, once you're in Yerushalayim, the rules change. Once you're in Yerushalayim, of course you're allowed to exchange for whatever currency is going to be usable to buy food in Yerushalayim. Tashima says more another raya. Parit selim mimos meisr sheni. Beishamron mikolas selim mos beisolim b'shekel kesef b'shekel maos. So we said if you're parit selim using meisr sheni money, so Beishamai says you have to do it all at once. Beisolim says piecemeal. Elu dekuli alma hakesef kesef. So again, you see over there is that obviously you're doing multiple exchanges for the money, because over there it's talking about before you go to Yerushalayim, you want to make your trip easier to get to Yerushalayim. So and you're still exchanging money for money. So don't tell me that there's some drasha that you're not allowed to exchange money for money. So elu dekuli alma kesef kesef riba. Now everyone holds that you're allowed to exchange money for money, that you're allowed to do an exchange of ma'aser sheni for money more than once. Vafilu kesef sheni. Eli iyin matarviach rabshim melakish hachi itmar. Here is our third understanding of the machlokas, of how to understand the machlokas b'sham b'silel. Here's how to say it. Chad amr machlokas b'slaim al dinarim. The whole machlokas is to exchange slaim for dinarim b'sham b'savri gazrinan. Shema Yishal Yosef, the Zimnin Delo Malu Zuze B'dinara V'lo Masik. That Beishamai is concerned that if we don't want to let you exchange it for gold, because sometimes you won't have enough Slaim to exchange for gold, and then you're going to delay your trip to Yerushalayim, and we don't want till you have enough to exchange for gold, and that's what Beishamai is concerned about. They don't want you to delay your trip to Yerushalayim. Our Girsa V'lo Masik, and according especially the Girsa Habach, is V'lo Masik Luhu, sounds like the Chashash is only that you're not going to go to Yerushalayim. You're not going to bring the Meiser money to Yerushalayim. So that's the concern. Other Rishonim understand the problem is you yourself aren't going to go to Yerushalayim, and you end up being Mevatel Aliyah L'Regel also, that you're going to wait until you have enough to be able to spend your Meiser Sheni money there before you actually show up to Yerushalayim. The Mitzvah Eson just points out in the back of the Gemara, it could be even more. Not just that you're not going to be Mevatel Aliyah L'Regel, you may wait more than Shalosh Regalim, and then you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher also, that if you have the Meiser Sheni money, you got to get it to Yerushalayim sooner rather than later. So those are the concerns of Beishamai. Beisilu Savri, Logaz Rin Shemi Yishal Yosef. Beisilu says he's not concerned about that. Dichiloma Lunami Bidinara, Asuge Masiklu. Even if you're not going to have a full dinar of Zav, you'll still go. Avul Beperos Al Dinarin. But everyone would agree when it comes to exchanging peros of Meiser Sheni for gold, divrei kol mechal linan. Both Beisham Beisil would agree that you can be mechal. That's okay. The kivin de mirkavi lo mashi luhu. Because after all, peros ultimately will rot. So you don't want to keep peros around. So you just do. You're not going to. We're not afraid that you're going to delay and keep the peros around because you know that the peros are going to spoil if you keep them around. So even though Beisham is concerned, you might keep silver around until you can have enough of it to exchange it for gold. He's not concerned that you're going to keep peros around until you have enough of it that you can exchange it for gold. So that's one opinion of how to understand the machlokas b'sham v'silal. The Chad Amar, the other opinion says, afil b'peros al dinar, nami machlokas. The second opinion is the same in all three, that the machlokas would apply even for exchanging fruits for dinare zahav. It's just what the first opinion of the machlokas b'sham v'silal is. That's what changes in each version. So bisham l'achlish n'dam midar reisim mishra shayiv rabbanu d'gazuba haydikani. Now, if you say that this whole thing is a din midrabban, which only this third version had, that the whole thing is only, the whole concern is only a din midrabban, you might not come to Yerushalayim quickly because you might wait for the gold. So I understand why we use terminology of yasav lo yasa. It doesn't say that it doesn't work. It says don't do it, because that's what the rabban could tell you. Here's how you must behave. You can't do this. But according to the opinion that the whole issue is an issue on a daraisa level, that it's a drasha daraisa that Beishamai has, that you're not allowed to exchange kesef twice.
So why does it say lo yasa? It should say it's not mechulal. It doesn't work. You can't do it twice. That would be a lashon of a daraisa.
The Shaul Meishiv raises the question that the Sma in Choshe Mishpah points out that in the opinion of the Sma that the concept of kol milsa dam rachman lo savadi avdo mahani, the Gemara in Tzmura Dev Dalid, that whenever the Torah says you can't do something, it's not just saying one is not permitted to do something. It's saying you're not able to affect this to make this happen. So the Sma holds that applies by Dinim D'Rabbanan also. Mm-hmm. That when the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to do something, they're not just saying you're not allowed to, they're saying you're unable to. So if that's the case, this whole Gemara is very difficult to understand. Why is it Bishlama if it's a D'Rabbanan? I understand why it's do this, don't do that, but it's not about whether it's effective, because the Rabbanan can't tell you whether it's effective. According to the Sma, sure they can. Once the Rabbanan make a din, they can tell you that you don't have the ability to be Mechalal in this way anymore, because we have a din that you're not allowed to be mechalal. So the Shulam Meishiv points out that this lechara is a kasha on the sma. So he makes some sort of chilik that the sma is only concerned about a brand new takana midrabanan. But when it's a gzeira shema, when the rabbanan make a din that you might come to do something else, that for sure they're not saying that you're not empowered to do. That is clearly only a gzeira shema. Itmar, Rav Levi, now brand new sugya. Rav Levi, charam matbea nasa chalipin, vecharam rein matbea nasa chalipin. We said in our Mishnah that you can't use money to make a kinyan on metaltalin. That if I pay the money, the metaltalin does not yet belong to me. A kinyan has to be made on the metaltalin itself, and that would be mechayiv me the money. But what if you're using the money as a chalipin? I'm allowed to use a handkerchief to do a chalipin. I'm allowed to use all sorts of... So can I use money as a form of chalipin rather than as a form of kinyan kesef? So that's the question. Now, the Achronim Abadir, why do we talk about Nase Chalipin? We should say Osa Chalipin, just like the Peri Avdi Chalipin, we're going to see the Machlokas Amorayim, Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes. Why is it Naase? So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that the whole Machlokas is only when it comes to Chalipe Shava B'Shava. There are two types of Chalipin. It's just an important Yisod in Chalipin. So one type of Chalipin is what you see like at the Chasna. You pick up the pen or by the, you empower the rabbi to sell you chametz for you, pick up a handkerchief, a pen. The handkerchief is not worth the chametz, neither is the pen, none of that. There's no exchange of shav b'shav. But then there's another type of chalipin where we're bartering two things of equal value, so I'm giving you something that actually has that value. So that's chalipin shav b'shav. Maybe the whole discussion over here is about using coins for chalipin shav b'shav. And that's what it means, that it's nasa, that it actually makes the kinyan happen. It's not that it's affecting a kinyan on some other level, on some deeper level. That no, this is it. I'm giving you the barter. I'm giving you the thing that's actually going to be makna you the item that you want. Why wouldn't it work for chalipin? Because your das, when you get a coin, is for the fact that it's currency, and the tzura on the coin ultimately might become batel. Tanan, hazav konas kesef. The Mishnah said that zav can be kona kesef. My love b'chalipin, doesn't that mean that you're using gold as a kinyan chalipin for the kesef? Ushmamina matbea nasa chalipin, and you see from there that matbea can make chalipin? It says, lo, bedamim. No, we're not talking about that at all. We're not talking about chalipin. We're talking about using it as money. Ihachi hazav konas kesef mechayiv mi ba'ilei. Well, if that's the case, instead of saying the zav is kona kesef, it should say that giving zav is mechayiv the other person to give kesef. Because it's not really being kona a particular coin of kesef or a particular item of kesef. It's saying that because I gave you this zav, you now have to give me equal value of kesef. So tani hazav mechayev. Okay, so change the girsa. Hachinami mistavra midiktani sefer kesef eno kona zav. The sefer goes on to say that kesef cannot be kona zav. Iam bishlam bedamim hanudamrin dahava dava pira v'kaspativa v'tiva pira lokani. If you say that you're doing it petoras damim, so I understand why we explain that gold is considered the payrolls, kesef is considered the currency, and currency cannot be kona payrolls. Eliam b'chalipin travay l'kona adadi. But if it's all about chalipin, then it should be a two-way street for sure, because if you're using gold as chalipin, you can use silver as chalipin as well. Va'otan, ya kesef eino kona sazav, ketzad. And we said, how is it that kesef is not kona zav? Machlo, asum chamishu dinar shal kesef, but dinar shal zav. You're selling 25 dinar of kesef for a dinar zav, af pishumash chazak
kesef, lo karnachi imshach hazav. Even though they actually took possession of the kesef, you're not karn until they take possession of the zav. Iyam bishlam b'dam mishamachi lo kani. So if it's all about just money, so I understand why you're not karn yet. Eliyam b'chalipa nikni, but if it's chalipa, then it should work. Elamai b'damim. So what, you want to say it's b'damim? Ihachi ema reisha hazav karn as a kesef keitzan. We said in the reisha, how is zav karn a kesef? Machal adinu shal zav, basam chamisha adinu shal kesef. Kivet shamashach hazav zav, nikna kesef, b'kal makom shahu, that you're karn of the kesef, wherever it is, as soon as you make kinyan on the zav. Iyam bishlam b'chalipa, and I know declaring nikna kesef, b'kal makom shahu. If it's chalip, and I understand, there is specific kesef you're looking to buy, and you have bought it wherever it may be. But if it's just about being mechayiv him to pay you something, it has nothing to do with b'kol makom shehu, it's just that he has to pay you. So Amar Rav Ashi, the only b'damin, umay b'kol makom shehu, kimos shehu. That kimoshu means that that as the deal was agreed upon, but it doesn't mean whatever place it is. That if he said the deal was to give you new coins, he can't give you old coins, even though the old coins might be better. And the reason for that is he might say, I want to be able to let them be old in my possession. I don't want to take possession of something that is already old. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up from Amar Papa tomorrow.